I can remember being 24, in the choir loft, newly married, newly in ministry, and I felt the Lord speak to me and say, Jennifer, you are asking things of yourself that I'm not asking of you. And that was a life-changing moment when I realized that perfection didn't need to be on my table.
Welcome to More Than Small Talk. We're Susie Eller,
Jennifer Watson,
and Holly Girth, writers and real-life friends. We're inviting you to go deeper, become freer, and feel more connected.
So imagine you have a cup of coffee, a mug of tea, or a green smoothie in your hand, and we're all hanging out in your living room together.
This week, we're talking about healthy, happy relationships because last week we talked about difficult ones and we thought we might need to balance it out a little so that we don't scare everyone away.
Let's go the other direction.
So we have this confession question that we ask every week and we start. So you're sitting over there in the fourth chair and I want you to listen because we want to hear what you have to say too. But what's a time when you expected someone to fill a need and it wasn't their job? My son was listening to this the other day and he said, wow, you guys go deep. And I said, it's called More Than Small Talk. Of course we go deep.
We're not messing around.
No. We're not. So who's going to tackle this one?
I'll go. When I was a newlywed, I went into marriage thinking that my husband was going to be able to be the major one that filled me up and took away all of my insecurities. And it was a wake-up call because somehow everything started to surface in my life. And I was looking to him, asking him to be Jesus and make me feel better and like calm all of these insecurities in my heart. And that was, oh man, bless his heart. I was a hot mess. But I remember that realization that just wasn't his job. And I was putting way too much on his shoulders.
It's a lot of pressure, isn't it?
It's a lot of pressure. And when I realized that wasn't his job and that there were things in me as well that, you know, that wasn't my job, it wasn't on me as well, that was very freeing.
Yeah. You know, when I first started in ministry, I felt like I was flying solo because I kind of was. And there was such a learning curve for me in ministry. And I wanted to leapfrog over all of those learning steps. So I kind of expected the people around me that were in ministry to kind of fill all those gaps so that I could just be where they were. Like, I don't want the trenches. I just want to know what you know today. And so I was expecting them to fill a need that honestly I needed to fill myself. Through time, through falling, through failing, and through learning and growing.
So you mean people doing ministry with you or your leadership?
People around me that were in ministry that were kind of doing the same thing that I did. And, you know, Holly, I still have this today. I'll have someone that will send me an email and say, Suze, I want to write a book just like you. And I'm excited to hear that when someone says that. I love it when God places a call on your life in whatever area that is. Personal growth to ministry to others. And so I'll say, you know, here's some of the trench work that you do. And I have had emails come back and they've said, no, I don't really want to do that. Like, just tell me how to get a book on the shelf.
That makes sense.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, okay, you're never going to have a book on the shelf.
Because we want that easy button, you know, like a Staples commercial. We want it to be easy. We want our marriage to just work out where they fix our insecurities. And we want, you know, people to walk along this journey with us. And so,
I don't think we want to fail.
No.
I don't think we want to fail. I think we want someone else to be that cushion or that place or that soft place to land, which there's nothing wrong with having a soft place to land. But we're so afraid of failing and growing and doing the tough stuff that sometimes we put so much pressure on someone else to be that for us.
And I think that's related to our need for approval, which is kind of what mine is. So you said people kind of in the trenches with you or ahead. And for me, it was my audience. When I started writing and my words were public, I thought my readers could cure my insecurity. That I could just hear like, you're doing a good job, or you changed my life, or whatever it is, that somehow I would feel better.
Yeah.
And you know, it's not true. Like I tell people, like success will not cure your insecurities. It will only shine a spotlight on them.
That is,
I found it only intensified. So we're talking kind of rider related stuff, because that's where we are. But I think that we all have an audience. Your audience might be your family or your coworkers or the people at church. It's whoever we want approval from, whoever we're handing our identity to.
Right. And ministry doesn't have to be writing a book. Ministry is maybe the Lord is leading you outside your comfort zone to do something that is totally brand new to you. And that could be just connecting with another human being and talking with them and mentoring or growing. It doesn't matter what it is. It's when we put expectations on someone else to meet a need inside of us, and it's not their job. That puts so much pressure on a relationship before it even starts.
I agree. So what's going to help us with this?
I think letting people off the hook, you know, like just saying, okay. And I did the same thing, Jennifer, with Mark when we got married. You know, I wanted him to be all end all. And I remember we went to marriage counseling one time, and the counselor asked us to talk about our feelings. So I give this like impassioned speech. I feel blah, 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 you know.
Yeah.
And then she asked Mark, and he says, well, I feel clean after I get out of the shower. And that was such an aha moment for me of like, I have unrealistic expectations.
Yeah.
Like, he is not wired like me. And over the years, I've learned that is a beautiful, good thing, that I need this strong, practical man who is so much less emotional than me. But I had to let him off the hook of being who I thought he should be, which basically was me.
You're right.
You know, that's what we think. If this
my
person can be just like me.
Yeah.
But then our house would be total chaos all the time. So I think letting people off the hook is the first step.
Do you think that we sometimes ask people to meet a need that only God can?
Yeah.
You know?
Definitely.
And can you imagine, like, let's put ourselves in that situation. We have someone that we really care about, and we're all works in progress. We all have stuff. We just all have stuff. And yet suddenly we realize that this person is looking to us to meet a need that only God can, and put you on a pedestal thinking that you can do more, be more than you know what is possible inside of you. And I just think, for me being on that side, that would be so hard, but more so, that's impossible.
Yeah.
You're setting impossible standards for another person in your life, because only God can heal. Only God can do these things.
Yeah. And so I think another thing would be refusing to let ourselves be put on the hook.
Yeah.
Which you talked a little bit about in the last episode, Susie, about really asking, is this my assignment?
Right.
And if it's not, having the courage to trust God with that person. So when we start feeling like, wow, this person has impossible expectations, we can continue loving them, but also not step into that kind of savior, rescuer, superwoman role.
Well, when we talk about setting internal boundaries with someone, 98% of the people that are in my life, I don't have to set internal boundaries with. I mean, I know.
Yeah.
But sometimes you do. And those internal boundaries, when we even bring up that word, it feels punitive or like we're punishing someone. But it's actually saying, I'm going to, from the very start of this relationship, because I see this, I'm going to set some internal guidelines so that I can have the healthiest relationship possible with this person based on what is.
Yeah. And I think that can be hard too, because honestly, it feels really good to be needed.
Right.
Like there have been times when I've put myself in a position of being under impossible expectations because it has felt like, wow, this person really needs me. And that feels really good.
Okay, we're going deep, girl.
You know? And so I think that's the other thing, is recognizing like, okay, am I really in this to serve, or am I trying to fill a need? And if this is doable for a season, is it really sustainable for the length of a relationship? Because we can all kind of hustle for a while, but then we end up being resentful and tired and all that. So what about you, Jennifer?
I have been the queen of unrealistic expectations. First, it started out with my husband, but then it transferred on to me. So one way that I had to really, really become a little bit more balanced in this is to look at what is like the real expectations. What is like God expect of me? And I can remember being 24 in the choir loft, newly married, newly in ministry. And I felt the Lord speak to me and say, Jennifer, you are asking things of yourself that I'm not asking of you. And that was a life-changing moment when I realized that perfection didn't need to be on my table. So lowering my expectations accordingly, and that doesn't mean like walking around like a Debbie Downer. It just means like to have those healthy, happy relationships that I can just kind of relax and take perfection off the table for myself and for the ones that I'm trying to love.
I love that it was in the choir loft. That just makes me so
and I didn't want to be there in the choir loft, you know? So it was that season of feeling like I needed to do everything.
Yeah, but what I hear you saying is that not just to have a happy, healthy relationship with others, but the Lord was inviting you to have a happy, healthy relationship with yourself.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. Oh, that changed everything for me. It really did because I was really trying for perfection and I was exhausted and I was mean and miserable.
And miserable. We don't like
that. We like to wrap up with next steps. And sometimes those are little actions that you can take in 5 minutes or less. And sometimes there are questions we can ask ourselves. Yeah. So I think, Jennifer, that's a question that you've given us is, what expectations have I taken on that are not from God?
Yeah.
And flip, you know, what expectations have I put on other people? Mm-hmm. So,
yeah, for me, the 5 minute or less step is to sit down and brainstorm some SMART goals so that you can embrace the growth instead of looking for someone else to fill that need. Make one goal and then break that goal down into doable steps. So doable, reasonable steps that fit your life. And so start to tackle those and celebrate every single one of them. Don't look at someone else and want to be where they're at. Celebrate where you're at and celebrate the growth. But make those SMART goals and then break them down into doable, reasonable steps that fit your life. Yeah.
And then that helps protect our hearts from comparison and seeking that approval externally, like we talked about.
Yeah.
And I think for me, even just sitting here, I'm really thinking, I don't always pause and acknowledge how far my relationships have come.
Yeah.
You know, like I love my husband and we've had a good marriage, but we are light years from where we were in year one, even year five. And it's our normal now. So I forget to be like, that is a really big deal. Like, we really need to celebrate. And I need to tell him, you know what? We have worked hard. Yeah. I'm really happy about where we have gotten to. And I hope if someone's listening and you're not to that place yet and you're thinking, oh, I'm so not there, that this means there's hope, you know, that I think all of us at this table, we know each other's stories and we have all experienced significant healing, whether it's with our family or in our marriage or in friendship. So if you're thinking, you know, I'm still wrestling through some hard things, just know it's not over yet. And yeah, just like Suze was saying, celebrate every little step.
So we've been talking about healthy, happy relationships and what we can do for our expectations. So next week, we're going to be talking about how we can connect with God.
Oh, that's deep.
Yeah,
super excited about that.
Well, and we wrap it up with some resources for you so that you don't walk away saying, okay, I was inspired, but now I want to tackle the meat of this. I want to put it into place. What are some great resources that we can offer to our beautiful friends sitting in the fourth chair?
Susie has this beautiful devotional that's called Come With Me. And I love this because it kind of encourages you to just have that alone time with the Lord. And if there's anything that's going to help us with those unhealthy things in our life, it's just taking that time with Jesus that we need.
And then Jennifer has a new book coming out called Freedom. And one chapter in there is called The Mending Mindset. And so if you're looking for some healing for yourself or your relationships, you can find it there.
Do you always want to just like shout, freedom?
Freedom!
Yes. Yep.
There is an exclamation point at the end.
And Holly has a book called You're Loved No Matter What. And there are days for me to have a healthy, happy relationship in my own heart that I need to scrape away all of the condemnation, all of this junk, and just say, you know what, Father, I am loved no matter what. And that completely changes my heart.
And I think we can love well when we know we're deeply loved.
Yeah.
And they say writers write what they need to remember. So that's what it is for me. You know, I need to like go back and reread this book all the time. I think that we're all in process when it comes to figuring out happy, healthy relationships. But the good thing is that we are loved along the way and we have grace and we have each other. And so we'll just keep moving forward. And that's it for today's episode. Thanks for going deeper, becoming freer, and connecting with us. More Than Small Talk is part of the KLRC Podcast Network and is produced by Kara Culver. Show notes and resources are available through the More Than Small Talk page on KLRC.com. You can subscribe to More Than Small Talk through your favorite podcast app so you won't ever miss an episode. Thanks for listening.